The Defenders Live with our very own Miss Anna Edwards. Let's hear what Miss Anna has to say. Anna, take it away.
You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now.
And good afternoon, Richmond. You are listening to The Defenders Live. I am your host, Anna Edwards, and today is Monday. Defenders Live is a production of the Defenders for Freedom, Justice, and Equality, and we come to you via the internet at WRIR.org, live streamed on Mondays from 12 to 12:30, on Tuesdays at 11 and 2 p.m. We also are on the dial, 97.3 LPFM, and I'm delighted to be with you once again. I'll do my usual weather report. It's beautiful outside. We're really happy about it. Starts my day and usually affects how people are going to start their day. So here we are. And today is the day before May Day. And May Day has become one of those markers in our community to remind us once again, after a long hiatus, of how important workers actually are. And it's so bizarre to talk about workers in the third person and in the abstract, because that's all we are. That's all of what we are. And it's good and rich and fat and, you know, it's in the entire history of us as a people in this country. And so I'm very pleased to be talking today with members of UFCW. They are a long-standing union in the country, and we are really happy to have two members here today, Don Gathers and Wendy Weiner. And we're going to split the show into two parts. We're going to talk about a current campaign within the Martin's Grocery Store chain, and we are going to talk about the benefit of unions overall to workers. And so we'll sort of do one in the first half of the show and the other in the second half of the show. Joining me today also is Tiamba Wilkerson, my co-host, specialist in labor and women's
specialist
issues.
Specialist in labor. That's funny.
yeah.
Good afternoon.
All right. Well, first, let's go ahead and say welcome to Wendy.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here today.
You bet. And welcome, Don.
Hi. How are you this afternoon?
Good. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into the most pressing reason that you're here. Not that it's May Day tomorrow. That's just an extra added benefit. But this campaign for Martin's, for folks in Richmond, just to very, the little tiny preface will be, Martin's is the chain that purchased U-Crops.
Yes,
and
exactly.
U-Crops is, you know, that old family store. And so very much for a lot of people considered a part and parcel of the history of Richmond, right. Virginia, mm-hmm. certainly mm-hmm. in terms of food shopping. So, so let's talk a little bit about the need for a campaign in Martin's, when in fact U-Crops was not it was not unionized either.
Well, I think that Martin's did buy U-Crops, but it's important to understand about Martin's that it's actually part of an international company called Ahold, which is based in the Netherlands and has about over 100,000 employees in the U.S., located every, you know, from Maine all the way down now to Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not, so it's a real difference from U-Crops in the sense of that family business mm-hmm. now being changed over to
an international conglomerate.
Yeah, really.
Got it. Now, Wendy, tell us, what's your role in with UFCW?
So I am the director of growth strategies for UFCW's Local 400. And so the UFCW is the United Food and Commercial Workers, and our local represents workers in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, parts of Tennessee, Kentucky, and Ohio. We have a large jurisdiction. But we have about 40,000 members, mostly in retail food and in meat processing, mm-hmm. meat packing. Like down here, we represent the workers at the Tyson plant in Boar's Head.
That's right. Many people here remember the Smithfield campaign. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Our mm-hmm. local was incredibly active in the Smithfield campaign, which is great because there was justice at the end of it for workers and people. We're grateful to the community of Richmond for their support as well. So, so that's who our local is. My job is to help workers who want to join the union do that. And so I work with people like Don and with other workers in Richmond or in other places to help them, you know, determine what it is that they want to do and how to make it happen.
All right. And Don.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. Tell us your role in this campaign and a little bit about you and why you're involved.
Well, I'm actually employed, by Martin's, one of the local Martin stores here in the Richmond area. Previously, I held several positions with the Communications Workers of America, the union affiliated with the telephone company. I was with that particular union for some 17 years. Starting out as a job steward and just working my way through various levels of representation with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, right now working as a stocker with Martin's and just trying to work and get our foot in the door to give employees the opportunity to have the chance at least to organize.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when I've mentioned that there is, to people in passing, that there is a campaign to bring the unions to Martin's employees, one of the first questions I get is, what are the complaints? Why is, you know, like it's a defensive maneuver, or in a way it's sort of a preemptive maneuver. So why do you need this campaign for Martin's employees?
Just to give employees the opportunity to be treated fairly, to have the same rights and opportunities that employees with Giants have in the North. Some 70% of Giants employees right now are represented by a union.
And Giant is also one of the companies.
Giant is actually
Ahold.
The parent company, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
For the Martin stores. And employees just to the north of us in Northern Virginia, D.C., Southern Maryland, they all are represented by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. But we know what the reasoning is, but Janet decided not to tie the local Richmond stores in with the stores just north of us in Maryland, but instead tied us in with those stores in Pennsylvania who, again, are not organized.
I see. Even though the reasons might be obvious to you and me,
right?
Tell us why they would do that.
Well, they don't want to have to treat employees with any modicum of fairness, in my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want that third party coming in telling them what they need to do or how they need to do it.
When a union is in place, the voice though is coming from the workers,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And because the union, of course, is made up of the workers.
Exactly. And so, then the benefit to the company to not have a union in place means they have more control.
Absolutely.
Ultimately,
right.
is the issue. I know that when we were at the meeting, it was really remarkable to hear people's firsthand testimony that. That the way that schedules get manipulated, the way that hours get reduced in what seems to be very arbitrary, and certainly a real disregard for the actual economy that people are living in. And so that was very compelling to hear, just on that level.
Well, so many things that people just arbitrarily take for granted in the workplace, just unnecessarily there without union representation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. So what are the steps right now? How is this campaign sort of taking place? And
well,
we'll start from the staff and then we'll go back to the worker.
Well, I think that one of the things that's important about this campaign, and I think that Don touched on it, is that of the 100,000 employees that Ahold has in the U.S., 70% of them are represented by the UFCW, whether it's in their Stop and Shop division, which is the Northeast, or Giant of Landover, which is the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Northern Virginia-based part of the company. And in those stores, and in those banners, when they open up a new store, the company notifies the union. Some of our stewards go into the store, talk to the workers, and say, you know, you have an opportunity to join the union. And it's very simple, and there's no... There's no letters about why you shouldn't join the union, and there's no, it's just a very simple process that people can make the choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of what we're trying to do in this campaign, and part of what Don has been educating the community about as much as he can and his coworkers, is that we actually want a free and fair process by which the workers can join the union at Martin's in Richmond, the same that people who do the same work have, you know, 40, 50 miles up the road.
Mm-hmm. Is there something similar going on in Pennsylvania?
There is similar organizing in Pennsylvania. We are working with our international as well with our sister local in Pennsylvania to outreach to workers up there. And those workers are, you know, tied into the same, finding the same obstacles. We're also working with people in Western Virginia as well as the Winchester, Stevens City area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, again, so what steps are you taking in Richmond to connect with workers?
It's kind of like birthing an elephant. It's just a long, slow process.
Well, let's talk about this.
My goodness.
To birthing an elephant
birthing
or to
an
the
elephant.
It first of all, you have to get the employees over the, over their fears.
Right.
Much of which has been instilled by the company. With the economy the way that it is, they tend to through whatever means, mailings, forced meetings, they tend to instill a fear, a sense of fear and intimidation into the employees about unions and unionism in general, to the point that you say the word to some of these employees and they're so deathly afraid of their jobs, they just go tearing off running the other way.
Right.
So it's a process, and it's not a marathon. It certainly isn't a sprint. It's just a process itself.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think when you're doing organizing work, one of the first things you do have to do is build trust mm-hmm. between you and the people you're trying to help, because you're coming from the outside, or they think you're coming from the outside.
And you know, they've been fed so much negativity about, you know, the union just wants your money. They just want they want half your check in dues. If they call a strike, and they're going to force you to stay out on strike, they're going to fine you. And it's just so much negativism that they force feed the employees. And without hearing the other side, they just don't really know the difference.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to just quickly, I've gone to this website, so I'm assuming that this is, you know, for the public. It's aholdatrisk.org. And there are access to letters that they have, that management has sent. And this particular one was from Martin's management to the employees or to their sales managers. I'm not sure. But it says, this is fascinating. you think about these things, but it's really interesting. It says, "We do not believe any associate..." I'll back up, I'm sorry. This is important, is the heading. "Many associates have told us that they have been invited to a meeting next Tuesday, November 9th. This is 2010. And in bold and in italics, to be clear, this meeting was not called by Martin's. Instead, this is a meeting organized by UFCW Local 400 in an effort to get associates to sign union authorization cards and gain union support." So this is where it gets interesting. "We do not believe any associate should attend this meeting. Union meetings like this are nothing more than a sales pitch where the union salespeople make promises they often can't keep. However, the decision about whether to go is yours. If you do go Local 400's meeting, beware of union promises. Don't just accept what paid union salespeople say as truth. What they are not telling you is more important. If you choose to go to their sales meeting, here are some important questions to ask." And then the way that these questions are phrased is not, you know, just straight out, you know, ask a question. It's, "Isn't it true?" It sounds like you're on court TV.
Right.
"Isn't it true that Local 400 cannot guarantee in writing that anything will change and cannot even guarantee that things I like about my job will not be lost as a result of the give and take of good faith bargaining?" So I'm not going to read any more, but that's pretty fascinating. That's really, I feel like a court attorney wrote that in order to get you caught up in a script made for television. That is fascinating.
It's also the way it's written is it's a way for them to skirt the law, because the law says you can't threaten, you can't harass, but you can raise questions.
Right.
Right. And so, and those questions might have the, at the end, have the implication for workers that they feel threatened or feel harassed, but because the way they're worded in the system under which we live, they're perfectly legal. We've talked to, when that letter came out, and since then, we've talked to many workers who said, "I was going to come to that meeting, but then I got that letter from the person who signs my paycheck."
Right.
And I thought, maybe it's not such a good idea. And maybe they'd be watching to see who comes to the meeting. And maybe, you know, it just brings up a number of doubts for people that 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 is just unfortunate.
Yeah,
we
absolutely
think people should have the option to think about these things. These are major decisions for themselves, their families. And if at the end of the day they choose not to join the union, right, so be it. But at least they have the opportunity to have that, the space in which to make that decision.
Absolutely. I mean, the language here is very clear. It's very clear that they believe that unions are of no use to the worker whatsoever. And when you just look at it, I mean, my eyes are not that good, right? So I've got my bifocals and all that. So, you know, the way that a page is formatted is important, mm-hmm, for first impression, which of course any base, you know, psychology student knows or marketing student knows. So the first things I see, the largest print on this thing is, we do not believe any associate should attend this meeting. And then at the bottom, bigger and bolder and underlined, is don't sign a union authorization card. Doesn't matter that it's preceded by otherwise or get all the information you need to make an informed decision. I don't see that until after I see don't sign a union authorization card. It's fascinating. Just a moment to identify that the folks in our audience are listening to The Defenders Live here on WRIR 97.3. It's Richmond's low-power FM radio station, Richmond's radio for the rest of us. Tune in live on WRIR.org and, of course, turn your radio to 97.3. If you want to know more about The Defenders, it's defendersfje.org. And, of course, if you want to know more about UFCW, it's ufcw.org. All right. I'm here with guests Wendy Weiner and Don Gathers of UFCW talking about the campaign for Martin's employees to simply have an unbiased access to information about joining a union. And with Tiamba Wilkerson, co-host of the show. And so, Tiamba, you got any thoughts?
Well, excuse me, but
not
I
any
was
thoughts,
thinking,
but thoughts about
what right. we're talking about. I have some thoughts. I don't know if they're always, you know, relevant to what we're talking about. But anyway, what are some things that the community can do to show support for Martin's workers and help in this campaign?
Well, one thing, if you're in the stores and you're shopping, just if you see one of the white shirts, so to speak, you just ask, what is it that you all, why are you all so anti-union? Why is it that you don't want the employees to have the opportunity just to join or to formalize and to organize themselves? They have painted this picture of unions and unionism as being akin to Satan's hell. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just not the case. I mean, I've worked in union shops and in non-union shops, and people who haven't experienced working in a union shop, they don't know what it is that they're not experiencing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I mean, unions and unionism, and I may be actually taking a leap of faith here by saying this, but unions are just like, if you would draw the parallel to the United States and the world. Wherever there's injustice or injustice, the United States goes in and tries to at least give people the opportunity for democracy. Unions are the exact same way in companies and corporations. We just try to give some sense of fairness to the employees.
Right. I'm gonna let you run with that. Well, I'm not going to let you run with that analogy, but I'm going to let that analogy slide for the time being. But because I think in structure, it's a good one. And you're mm-hmm. talking about what, you know, what, how a neighborhood.
At least in principle.
Yes, right. And
doesn't always work out that way, but at least in principle.
That's right. That's right. So in terms, I like that sort of, you know, you walk in the store and you talk to, when you say white shirt, I assume you're talking about managers.
Yes.
And that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. So,
they'll stand out. We're in the bright day glow neon green.
Yes, you are. Which I do think is pretty, by the way.
You might be in the minority.
And I'll let you slide with that.
I'm just saying.
Oh, very good. But so they stand out because you can see those shirts.
Yes.
Yeah.
But see, whenever you shopped at U-Crops before, you didn't need that. The employees, just the way that they treated you and the level of courtesy and respect that they showed to you, mm-hmm. that's what stood out.
Well, and that was the reputation, you know, right. for a lot of people. There were some complaints, but by and large, you heard a lot more about the benefits mm-hmm. to programs that they instituted for some employees in terms of, I think, tuition support
yes.
and, you know, a lot in the community. There was a lot of confusion when Martins took over in terms of how they were going to carry on that particular legacy in the community.
Or the ways in which they were not going to carry on those legacies.
Right.
When you get an opportunity, get someone in from the Girl Scout Council.
Yes. No, that was very vocal.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. That was a very kind of peculiar. And I'm sure a lot of goodwill was lost
yes.
across the community that
yes.
way.
Yes.
And strangely enough, that's also about the union, because
right.
if you let the Girl Scouts solicit in front of the store, then you have to open it up to mm-hmm. other groups to be able to do that. And so they didn't. That's actually why they stopped it.
Well, Girl Scouts are a threat.
Yes.
A collective
Girl Scout,
threat.
Salvation Army, the whole
That's
whole
so
nine.
Interesting.
Because in the stores, in the unionized stores, the Girl Scouts can sell cookies. They can. The Salvation Army can ring the bells, all that stuff. So.
Yeah, yeah. That's an interesting face.
Perceived terrorist everywhere.
Well, yes. And there was a recent article like that, actually, I've been meaning to disseminate. I just got this morning that basically sort of lays that out. You know, it's like, we are now all... prospective terrorists.
Yes.
So, what can people contact you in order to gain more information? So, one piece of engaging this struggle with workers is mm-hmm. to go in and basically challenge managers to sort of justify this position. Mm-hmm. And then the other, how would you otherwise recommend people get involved? I mean, I'll tell you one thing I had heard was boycotting shopping at Martin's. No, I mean, not an organized campaign mm-hmm. for that specifically, but, you know, it's like, is that a way to support Martin's workers at this moment, or what else should people do to help?
It is a step that could be taken. You have to be very careful and sensitive about that, because once you do that, you could theoretically be putting employees' jobs at stake.
Right,
right, right.
So you have to be very careful about that particular sort of action. But we certainly have a website that they can sign on to, the
right.
I Hold campaign, not Our Hold, but the I Hold campaign.
And that's IHOLD.
Yeah, that's correct.
And is that a separate website of its own? So
yes.
It's IHOLD.org, IHOLD.org.
It's IHOLDCampaign.org.
Thank you.
Yep. And then there's also a Facebook page, which is I Hold Campaign on Facebook. And it would be great to have people from the community come in and interact with workers on that page with what's going on. And I think the other thing, too, is that consumers can talk to the workers when they go in the stores and
sure,
those
absolutely.
Lime green shirts. But but just to offer support, or to say, you know, this is something, we support your desire to look into this. We support your desire to have the same rights as other workers who do the same work as you and work for the same company, so that people know that they're supported and don't feel as afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, just to transition a little bit into the discussion about why unions mm-hmm. are important for workers in general, Don, you mentioned talking about the difference between working in a union shop and a non-union shop. Could you, you know, speak a little bit to those differences and why unions are beneficial for workers?
Sure. Just the way that you treat it in general is one thing that jumps right out at you. Without that particular system of checks and balances, many managers tend to feel like they can treat you and speak to you in any way that they choose to, mm-hmm. and sadly, with no recourse. Mm-hmm. The workforce has become so much younger now that many employees don't even know or understand what a union is.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that unions are directly responsible for the 8-hour workday or the 40-hour work week or the 5-day work week or for vacations and health care and insurance. They're just not educated to those particular facts. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily their fault.
Right.
It's just something that's not taught in schools. If it is taught, it's shown on the in a negative light. Mm-hmm. This isn't the 1920s or the 30s anymore. We don't have the political kickbacks or the threats of with the employees with the baseball bats on the picket line. None of that stuff is going on anymore. The world has evolved, and unionism has as well.
Right. Yeah, it's. I'm sorry that we are sort of coming to the end of the show, because some of the next questions, you know, would be really good to get into the history, and maybe even after we go on the air, we can sort of continue that a little bit, and then that'll be available for folks.
Or you could just keep us on the air. We have time.
I like that.
We may see what happens. but I do want to thank both of you, Don Gathers and Wendy Weiner, for being on the show today and talking a little bit about this campaign and the unionism overall. I think that's a really important piece. New workers often don't know how they're supposed to be treated, don't know what the environment is supposed to be like, don't know what they wouldn't have, and don't know what their rights are.
Right.
And so that alone is worth the living that you will be making when you spend the bulk of your life, you know, working full time for somebody. And of course, we can talk also about the fact that fewer and fewer people get to work full time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anymore. Mm-hmm.
Especially in retail.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Interesting dynamic.
And we want to thank you as well for providing us the forum and this opportunity to at least present another side to what people have been force-fed to this point.
Right, right. Are there any events or anything coming up that you would like to point people to?
We do not have any events calendared at the moment, but we would really like people to go to the Facebook page I Hold Campaign and sign on there and give us an opportunity to become a fan and give us an opportunity to reach out to people who want to support the workers and their efforts.
Great.
But if we do plan anything in the future, of course, depending on what it is, we'll let you know.
Perfect.
You can let your viewers or your listeners know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you again for joining us today. And thanks, Tiamba, for being here again.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks, listeners, for tuning in to The Defenders Live here on WRIR. Keep up the struggle. Remember that kindness does matter. And we will talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now.